Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock. All right, the Lost Zane Recordings is from my time at 107.3 WBBL. Which means pretty much no one's heard it because I know no one listened. Anyway, all of these shows I make available on my Patreon Mondays and Fridays of each week. I put a 3-hour show up there. I've been releasing them in order from my time on 107.3 WBBL. The shows were great. We had an awesome time doing them. It's just that nobody listened. What the fuck? Anyway. I give a free view right here. I have a free view right here of just a handful of minutes from the latest show that I posted as Darla barks in the background. It's Take Your Dog to Podcast Day.
Hey, I know it's night time. We're going to go into bed in a second, honey. Come here.
I give you a free view of the show right here. Julius and I talking about the advancements in penis transplant surgery in this one. But I want you to try a free trial of Patreon to get the whole show. That's awesome. Patreon, this is great. A wonderful function feature. So you go there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up, 7 days free, so you can try it out. And I put up more in 1 week on my Patreon than your average favorite morning zoo radio station puts up in a month. And I put it up on time, all the time, no missed days ever. Period. So if you've been spending your money with someone else, screw that. Check out my free trial and I will win you over. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
There's a group of physicians in South Africa who've specialized in a special type of transplant procedure. Doesn't happen that often, but in December of 2014, this team of doctors performed the world's first penis transplant.
Penis?
Yes. And they've done it again. And this isn't really a thing that's, you know, slowed down the chances for success, but the recipient of this one is a 40-year-old African-American. Well, it's a black man. It didn't happen in America, so he's a black guy, right? Is that
is correct? Well, you could say African man. Technically, he's South African. But yeah, 40-year-old black man. Let's go with that.
I tell you what, in South Africa, they've come a long way. Just a handful of years ago, they were oppressing blacks. Now they're giving them new penises.
Yes,
they've really turned the corner on racial harmony. 40-year-old black man received a penis transplant from a white guy. 17 years after he lost his own crank. In a routine circumcision. Pause right there.
Yeah, I don't know how routine.
How do you badly wreck the circumcision procedure that, first of all, why do you feel the need to have one if you're an adult? You know, I mean, can't you just, you know, take a little extra care of that thing with that extra little sleeve job on it, on there? You know, just make sure you keep that clean. You should be fine. A lot of people have, a lot of people go through their entire lives not being circumcised.
Well, yeah, in routine, it couldn't have been routine if most of the time it's done when you're a baby, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's not a routine procedure.
Yeah, I mean, no one if you're a person who was circumcised at birth, no one remembers that procedure. Right. But apparently, this one went poorly. I don't know how do you screw that up, though? I mean, if you're the person getting the giving the circumcision, oh, it's not quite right. Let me take a little more off.
Maybe the doctor sneezed.
So
well, we're having mushroom today.
17 years after the fact, he lost his own mushroom in that circumcision. So this team of South African doctors from Stellenbosch University and the Tygerberg Academic Hospital performed their second successful penile transplant on this gentleman. And this happened actually in April, but now they're coming forth with the story. The recipient plans to have his manhood medically tattooed because it's a white guy that gave him the crank. So he's a black guy with a white crank. In my opinion, big mistake if you're first of all, why would you subject yourself to getting that thing tattooed just to match your skin color? That's an icebreaker. If you're getting ready for the big moment, maybe, sorry, I just...
Hey, now don't freak out.
Don't listen, but I want you to know this penis is not mine. It was donated by somebody. It works fine. First of all, it's amazing that they're at a point in technology and medicine, advances in medicine, that this thing's going to work.
How much sweet irony would it be if the guy's penis he got was like a pro-apartheid guy? I got your penis. Last laugh for me.
Yep. Quote, a color discrepancy between the recipient and the donor organ will be corrected with medical tattooing between 6 to 8 months after the operation. Again, I would not bother.
What are they tattooing on?
The skin color. Using flesh-colored pigments.
He should just go all out and just put like a sea serpent on there or something. Instead of the skin color.
Can you imagine if he's like, I can either tattoo my whole body white or my crank black. The 40-year-old is the third person to receive a penis transplant, actually, in a surgery that took over 9 hours. The first time that he saw his penis, he was quite emotional. He couldn't believe that after 17 years, he has a penis again. Professor Andre van der Meer said, he is certainly one of the happiest patients we have seen in the ward.
Hey, guys, can you, turn around for, 2 minutes?
If I were him, I'd be showing it to everybody.
Yes.
The patient is expected to regain all urinary and reproductive functions of the penis within 6 months of the procedure. Now, that's interesting because, you know, you have to connect a network of nerves that have to respond. And I always thought that nerve tissue doesn't work when it's destroyed or severed like that.
Well, I think that's what makes the surgery so incredible. That's probably why it took 9 hours. Because I'm sure they could have sewn a penis on anybody.
Right, but this thing works. We expect him to have normal moments of excitation. Well, I'll just say erections. I don't know why I'm
stumped. Excitions?
That's not even a word. You can pull that. We can go back to that and make fun of that.
Man, I just got such an excitation.
We expect him to have normal erections that allow him to have normal sexual intercourse, van der Meer said. He's also expected to regain full sensation in the penis. That's remarkable. Incredible.
And this is great and all, but this is kind of small, don't you think, Doc?
Yeah, what if? Yeah. If. just the whole.
Wasn't there a Mutombo looking?
Yeah. He's like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. All right. Good news, bad news. You're getting a new penis. That's the good news. Bad news is it's from a white guy.
Oh!
I don't want it.
I'll wait.
You're going to be the same size as the stump that you still have now.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I put hours and hours of content up each week on my Patreon, so you will never be short of things to listen to. For folks who do a lot of driving or sitting at work and are bored out of their mind, it's awesome. Try it for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Now, you got to put a form of payment in there. Okay? That's the only thing. It's not really a catch. Most of them do that. I would say all of them do that. And if you're like 1 day or 1 second past 7 days, they're going to charge your ass. All right? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free. Thanks, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.